Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here,
brothers and packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a strike from drug dealers gone crazy? Maybe it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving.
Sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people.
Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
That sound, man. We all know what that is. It's Thursday, people. Oh, we made it through another week. Tomorrow's the weekend. What we have planned for the weekend tomorrow? What's everybody doing starting tomorrow? Gonna have a pretty good show today. Got to thank all my fellas from the show last Tuesday. Got to say thanks to all my brothers that called in and, you know, really shared stuff. Got to say shout out to Madrina Pisces for calling in, giving her input, even though it was a show for the fellas. You know, she called in and represented for her sister. I always like to say thank you. Thank you, too. Each and every person that takes time out of their busy day, because you people really don't have to take time out and just listen to me. You know, listen to what's on my heart, what's on my mind, you know, what I feel. I always got to thank the Creator, the Most High, you know, God, you know, whatever you choose to call it, Jehovah, Allah, whatever is your thing, then that's you. But I say the Most High, you know, as we all know on this show. And I just like to give praise and just say thank you for the voice that he has given me, the mindset. Because there's a lot of mindless people. Mindless brothers just doink heads walking around. Yeah, I said doink heads. So, you know, to be one of among the awakened, that's first of all, to be awakened. Awakened to the truth. Awaken to life, awaken to what's really going on when you look at TV. And my dream of Pisces and I were having a conversation earlier, and he was talking about a movie. And until you awaken, you never will understand this, how uncomfortable simply watching a movie can become. I mean, because, well, a lot of people may think you're crazy. A lot of people may think you're a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist or whatever. When you begin to really look, and you know, when once you awaken and you really understand that's what's being displayed and put in front of you, it doesn't become scary. It just becomes like, wow, we've been missing this stuff all this time. You know, all of these years. And it kind of makes you want to go back to, like, classic movies and see what can you see. And a movie that I talk about all the time that I didn't even understand, I couldn't even comprehend, this movie was over my head until I became awakened, was The Matrix. I didn't understand. My mind couldn't really conceive The Matrix. My mind couldn't understand what The Matrix was talking about. You know, like, what is Neo the one to do what? You know, but definitely this is all due to the Most High just awakening me, and it can be quite scary. You know, I'm not even going to tell you a lie. I would be lying. I mean, it can be frustrating. It can be all of these things, because your main objective is you see something nobody else sees. And you know that there's some truth to what you see because of the ones before you. You know, and it's like, it has to be true. You know, these people got it. You know, they couldn't have been crazy. But to all my truth seekers out there, to all my awakened, enlightened, shout out to you. You know, definitely this job is, it's unenviable. I tell you that much. But just shout out to all of my truth seekers. Shout out to all of the ones that get it. Because it's almost like that rare prize when you come across somebody that understands from your angle. It's like, So it's not always easy, you know, really trying to tell people this truth. Definitely want to say shout-outs to my comrades. Shout-outs to my brothers and sisters in the Black Panther Suggested. Just to even be, you know, among the name Panther, you know, just for me to tote that prestigious title, that's an honor in myself. So, I mean, when I really just sit back and reflect my life and reflect where I was when I was 28, and I'm 34 now, where I was when I was 30, you know, and where I am now, how I thought when I was 28, how I thought when I was 30, you know, and it's like totally different mindset. You know, and as I always say, it doesn't mean we're perfect. That means, you know, we think we're better than anybody. It's just you see something nobody else sees. And it's tough because you see it and you know you see it. And it's like, it's right there. How can you not? But if it's not for the people to understand, they will not understand it. So like I said all that to just say shout out to all my truth seekers. Brothers and sisters, shout out to all the ones that had their awakening. For my enlightened people that may call in during this show, tell me what it was like when you woke up. What happened? I mean, I think we may have talked with some and understood where they were, but how do you feel being awakened? You know, what are you able to do now as opposed to then? So, I just wanted to take time to say that. Like I said, definitely I'm blessed to be a Panther. I'm blessed to even have met Brother Ishmael Shabazz. And if we all Google and understand, you know, he's going through his, you know, his trials and his tribulations, you know, literally, so to speak. Do not believe what you read on the internet about this brother. You know, that's just so far from the truth that it's not funny. And I always have a bunch of respect, a ton of admiration for Brother Ishmael because he always made me feel welcome, as I'm always going to say. You know, he made me feel welcome from day one being a part of this, you know, family. So we always want to uplift that brother in prayer and, you know, be with him and his family as they go through their trials and tribulations. Definitely want to shout out to all of my comrades, Sister Renee, Brother Cooperville, Brother Jamar, Sister Sonya, you know, everybody that makes the group what it is and everybody that puts in their fair share, not to even mention the handsome spokesman that they have. And last, shout-outs to Anonymous. And guess what? Yeah, shout-outs to Anonymous. I like when I do that. I know you guys like when I do that, too. Even down to that. I mean, I can attribute it to many things, but I definitely will say it's due to the spiritual awakening that I was even able, because I'm not even going to lie, I wasn't familiar with their work in the beginning. And as I began to come across them, my Dreaming Pisces, you know, she put me on them and she said, you know, this group is really awesome. And I wasn't even really aware. I knew about the mask, but I really wasn't totally aware of who they were. And, you know, just really getting to understand them, they are an amazing group and really deserve props for what they do. So I always want to give shout-outs to my boy, shout-out to Anonymous. Shout-out to my Dreaming Pisces, shout-out for her and her work that she puts in. You know, she puts in a ton of work with her jewelry. You know, she puts in a ton of work. And if you haven't seen this, I don't understand why you haven't. And, you know, we go through this show every Tuesday and Thursday. I would like for you to stroll over to Dreaming Pisces 80 on Instagram. Dreaming Pisces 80, and check out her beautiful display of jewelry, earrings, bracelets, necklace. When I say the girl is good, the girl is good. Or also, you can hit up Dreamy Beads by Sharon V on her website. And you know what I'm always going to say, tell her I sent you and hopefully I will get something free. You know, but definitely, even down to that, I mean, it's just so many things that, you know, we could be just thankful for, and we really could attribute just to being blessed. I mean, just to be your own entrepreneur. You know, to wake up and really have your own radio show, regardless to if you're getting paid or not. You know, to have your own radio show to where, you know, you get it and you have a platform to give your message. I'm a person that, you know, as I like to always say, I connect dots that shouldn't even be connected. I cross every T and dot every I. I had a mishap with that saying one day. But I'm just definitely, you know, you're always appreciative, first of all, when you make it through the thing. I mean, some of the things that we grow on this show and we begin to understand some of the things that you go through. Some of the things that I was, I went through just to make it to this journey, just to be able to do this show, you would not believe. So, I'm just always just in appreciation. Appreciate everything and everybody. And that's always my message, you know, to give to the people. Don't take nothing for granted. You know, don't take the chance to hug somebody, hug your family, and tell them, you know, you love them. Because tomorrow's short. Life is short. That tomorrow is not gotten here. What you talking about, that's the full court. It ain't even got here yet. But definitely, you know, I just want to let everybody know that I'm appreciative. I don't take this for granted. You know, none of the call-ins, none of the messages, none of the texts, I don't take it for granted. News and notes. Definitely, we spoke about this last show, and I still want to, you know, keep this sister in our prayers. You know, despite whatever going on, the I Empress segment, aka Latasha Ned, and if we don't understand who she is, she's from ATL, and she's being held on terroristic threats and criminal solicitation and another charge that's totally bogus that I'm not even going to give right for her video. And that's what we have to really be careful with what we say. You know, we have to really be careful with what we post on these Instagrams. And definitely when we get out and begin to speak different, because, as I like to say, I can speak black power all I want. I can say black power. I can hold my fist up. You know, and I can feel entitled. I could post every Malcolm X speech, every Malcolm X quote, every Marcus Garvey quote. But we have to understand we are behind enemy lines. We have to understand who really run things. And we have to be more strategic with what we're saying. We have to be more, you know, we have to really be careful. So, definitely, we want to just extend, you know, different support to this. Also, where'd it go? Okay, I found this interesting. 14 people shot in 15 hours in Chicago. I mean, this is when some of you may hear me taking shots at leaders. Some of, I mean, and it's ridiculous. 14 people in 15 hours. One of them included an 11-month-old baby boy that was wounded. One included a mother and a granddaughter that was on the way from a family function and was gunned down. I mean, we have some of the most influential people. Now, everybody and their grandmother is posting up 10, 10, 15, justice or what? Or else. Justice or else. We have Common. We have Kanye. We have Oprah Winfrey. We got Barack Obama. And we got that little slick Louis Farrakhan. And people say, you should watch what you say. You know, don't say that stuff about Louis Farrakhan. How do you know he's not healthy? Research before you talk about these people. I mean, I'm going to break it down to you like this. Why do I have to research when it's blatant that there's not any help? Why all these people? Common is everybody's man crush. Everybody, that's my black president. Everybody loves Oprah Winfrey. But 14 people in 15 hours, 50 people in a two-week span, where's the Black Lives Matter movement during this? Are those Black Lives that matter? So, I mean, I can take shots all day, but until you really understand why I'm aiming that ammunition, you'll never understand. So, we definitely want to pray for those families. And, I mean, that's a crazy story from Monday to Thursday, the amount of people that were killed. In Chicago, where's the Nation of Islam headquarters? You know, so how much of a strong leader? And if anybody has anything different to say, because I know we have a lot of Muslim believers and a lot of people that really follow. But we can demand justice from different countries. We can demand justice from everybody. But we can't stop killing in our own backyard. Why are we even speaking, or why are we even being taken ask it. So I just want, you know, let people marinate on that before people think I'm just, you know, rude and out of pocket and, you know, talk about these things. We have to understand what's going on in our own city. And we have people with power. We have black billionaires. Why are we struggling? We have black millionaire pastors. Why are we struggling? Why is our neighborhood, because they're not community, why is our neighborhood look the way they look? Ponder on that. But definitely, we just want to keep every family uplifted. Oh, that's crazy. And then in the same token, if you say all lives matter, then all hell breaks loose. That's the only thing all does. All hell breaks loose. When you say all lives matter, they say, well, stop saying that because they gunning our people down. We gunning our people down. And before I get into the topic, that's why I said we have to quit. We the most hypocritical people. We have the most double standards. You know, and it stems from the country, and we were having a conversation earlier as far as, like, the death penalty. Okay, and the hypocrisy of this country is, if you take a life, that's unlawful. So, and so for you committing this unlawful act, we in return are going to take your life. And that's justice in their mind. Now, I'm not saying let people get away with murder, but maybe if we return the favor with some of these child molesters, these rapists, you know, these people, just, I mean, put them away. Who says you have to really, you know, really feed them or fund them? I mean, if they, you know, but just don't take their lives like that, because what gives you the right to take a life? What gives you the right? I mean, that's the difference between defending yourself and just plain murdering a person. But I'm talking about the black movement. We have to stop being hypocritical and saying, oh, it's okay for us to kill us because we've been programming. We don't understand what we're doing. We give each other more excuses, and we're always passing the blame. And that's one thing that irritates me. 14 lives in 15 hours? Where's Louis Farrakhan now? I mean, what, you're not going to say nothing about nothing else until you make your grand speech? So I want you to understand why I say something about, you know, these precious leaders, these precious pastors. Because murder's going on every day. Genocide's going on 24/7 in every country, not just the United States. Shout out to our Brazilian brother, Brother Ivan. Genocide is everywhere. But we only going to wait till the 10th of this month to stand up. So what happens on the 11th? Think about that. What happens on the 11th? Will the cops really out there? They say, they're not going to kill nobody else. So what I'm saying in return, my people, set yourself up for this man who's leading us. We got to be our own leader. I'm thankful for the opportunity Brother Ishmael gave me, but from the start he told me he wants me to be my own leader. I look to him for advice. But that's the same thing about religion. You know, we're looking for a man to give us a blessing from God. We're listening to another man's advice on what God's going to do for you. Instead of you becoming that spiritual person, finding your own way. Make sense? So definitely, when you want to know why he ride, why he say Louis Farrakhan grieve? Why are you talking about his comb over? Don't you know he 80, he can't wear it? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. And I'm going to continue to say what I say. You know, we can't keep always. Okay, we back. You know what I'm saying? Like, what happened? I don't know. Just got knocked off. I got knocked off on my show. Like, oh, they heard you.
Uh-oh. Cut your mouth, Nancy Spoke, and we'll cut your phone off.
Oh, boy. I don't know what happened. I guess the shadow people are listening. but definitely, I don't know. That's just freaks out. Can you hear me out there, people? But definitely, you know, that's why I say what I say. And we'll get more into that. We're going to have stronger topics next week because there's a lot going on. There is a lot going on. But without any further ado, get into the topic. Now, Monday, my brothers really did their thing. My brothers called in and they really represented. So I'm going to need ladies to step in and talk. Because we talked about, sometimes we don't uplift the good people because the fools and the idiots and the niggas, so to speak, they overshadow. And, Tuesday. I'm glad I was just corrected. Tuesday. we saved my fellow self up Tuesday. Catch me when I'm wrong, people. Shout out. but my people really, my brothers really stepped up as we were talking about the unappreciated brothers. You know, the fathers that really don't get enough credit. You know, because we talked about things like nothing grinds my gears more than when Father's Day roll around. I mean, I'm not a person that believes in a day, so to speak. Put your quote fingers up, because we still do quote fingers on this show. I don't believe in a day. But when it happens to roll around, and when the white man has told us, you know, this is Father's Day, nothing grinds my gears and get on my nerves than when they say, I just want to wish my mama a happy Father's Day. No, your mama's not a man. Stop saying that. Your daddy ran away, and she did what she had to do, because that's what women do. That's what strong women do. You know, that's what my mother did. You know, but I never said, happy Father's Day, Mama, because that's his own sound, right? So my fellas really represented for the ones that are overlooked, that come across this idiotic female that wouldn't know what to do with them if an instruction manual fell into their lap and said, this is how you handle this dude. They would still muck it up. The unappreciative female, you know, so we covered a lot. So I had to come back and say something for my sister. I ain't talking about the bimbos. I ain't talking about the little words that go around thoughts and all of that. And what in the hell is a thought? And whoever came up with thought? And whoever made thought cool? But I'm talking about the mother. I'm talking about the single mother. I'm talking about the women that are just fed up, the women that work hard and don't get appreciated. You know, the women that are being overlooked for TV images like Nicki Minaj, any of them neurotic Kardashians, that big trilobite Wendy Williams. You know, that's a lot. You know, that is not the image of a black woman. So I need my sister to call in and really speak up. And I want to hear from the ladies, and I see quite a lot of numbers, and I like this. But I really want to hear from the ladies, like, what irritates you about what goes on in society? What irritates you about this stuff, like, let's take stuff like basketball-wise, how they have spun the black woman into just a needy beggar or a needy woman that wants a baller? Like, what's some of the things that you ladies want to get off your chest as far as, like, dealing with trifling dudes? I mean, don't hold no punches. You know, as I always joke with my little sister, she talks about that damn K. Michelle with her can't raise a man. Shut up with the can't raise a man. You know, so what really grinds your gears, lady? Well, talk to me. I'm not going to hold it up because I spoke.
We don't want to hear you talk all day now, folks. We want to say something.
But definitely, what gets on your nerves? What grinds your gears? And I'm just going to go to, oh, well, can I go? I know where I go. I guess. Where'd she go? And I'll hang up just so I won't get to you. Oh, where would I go? That number just went away. Okay. Carla, you are on the line. Yo, Carla?
Okay.
And we do this week after week, people. You would think you really know how it go right now.
But I'm guess you're not knowing.
Carla, you are on the line. Hello. Hello. 8008. Caller, you are on the line. Hello. 9431. Everybody can't not say nothing. Let's not be shy, people. 9431. Just not knowing tonight. Carla, you are on the line.
Hello.
Hey, there we go. We finally got somebody.
Okay, can you hear me real clear?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick. But what irritates me is I've been a single woman now going on 2 years. And
okay,
the last three guys I would say I have met in these last couple of years, as far as dating or whatever, irritates me because I had a job when I met them, and, you know, I'm not saying everybody's the same, but so like we see y'all on Instagram, Facebook, you know, they don't want no broke, excuse my language, but I'm just calling how I see it. I don't want no broke bitch, and, you know, I like independent women. It turns me on. Okay. I mean, I'm an independent woman, no kids. I feel like, especially, that's a plus. You know, I feel like I'm bringing a lot to the table. I cook, you know, especially if I'm feeling you. You know, I'm going to feed you. But first off, just because I have a job, oh, you busy. Oh, you're a busy one. And I don't know why that irritates the hell out of me. You know, it's not like I'm working. It's not like I'm working 24 hours every day, you know. And it did come a point of time where I did pick up a second job. But, you know, if I'm feeling you or whatever, I can make time for you, you know, before, after work, off days, whatever. So why are you looking at what I have going on and I'm still willing to make time for you? You know, it just irritates me. You know, you finally meet a woman that got, you know, her own vehicle, own place, all that. And, you know, you still hollering, oh, you busy. So now when I meet guys, I really don't be having time for it because, you know, you meet them where they get mad. I guess if you get the texters, they want to text you while you're at work and you don't respond right away. But, okay, I text you when I can on break or whatever. So, you know, like, matter of fact, the guy just missed whatever. Oh, I see you busy. And I told him, that's why I told you when I met you, that's why I like being single. Because, first of all, I'm going to get my money for one.
Right.
That's all I just want to say. I just didn't understand.
Okay, so let me ask you something before you get out the door. Do these dudes have jobs? You know, do they have something to do?
Yes. Yes, that's the thing. And they got kids. So, it's like, you got more on your plate than me, brother. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind dating guys with kids or whatever, but like I said, I'm single, no kids, got a job, got my own place or whatever. And, you know, just because I'm at work with them, oh, you so busy. And, like, matter of fact, I'm just saying, one guy, man, all I was doing was working pretty much a few days out of the week at the time. And going to the gym in the evening. Oh, I see you're busy. Well, you're so busy about that. I'm doing normal life stuff, what we supposed to do. And go to church on the weekend if I'm fine. So, I mean, that's what I just, I don't know. I was like, you know, I really, like, don't like giving my number out no more. It's like, it really kind of lost my interest a really 90%. And I was like, you know, if it's somebody there for me, whatever, it got to be, I don't know. It just got to naturally happen or something. That's all I do. I just want to put my personal experience out there. And this too.
Okay. That's all. Okay. We definitely appreciate that.
Thank you.
Shout out, bro. You just don't end. I mean, that's one of the things, too. Shout out to my homie Jay. You know, like I said, I always talk to my boy right there, and we always gonna swing it and say spirituality. And it's not to be cliche, it's not to be boring, but one of the things I always say about today is when we have to, what's that song SWB said? Use your heart and not your eyes or something like that. I mean, but you have to use your spirit, and what I learned when I woke up is you have to definitely be spiritually connected, because half of the time, dudes don't really know how to talk to women, and they really don't know how to handle, because everybody speaks in cliche, you know, just like the females say, well, they want a good Christian man, and they want a man with this, and you really can't handle the things that you ask for. So sometimes when brothers say they want an independent woman, they really can't handle that woman and her independence. They really can't handle that woman actually having a job and having a place to go. So that's why I said, well, do his brother have a job? Because it's not like he's spending a lot of time just texting and doing nothing, you know. But definitely, we want to definitely use our spirit vision.
It ain't like Spider Sense, but it's something like it. But I'm going to keep going. Hey, shout out to that. Come on with the stuff, people. Come on with the jokes now. Call in. I click your number and it say, caller, you are in queue. That means I'm talking to you. Or you are unmuted. Like you said the same thing. Caller, you're on the line. Seven 5 0 4. We just talked about this, people. Okay, let's try this again. Carter, you on the line? Hello. What ground like you? Shy people. Shy. Okay. Carter, you on the line? Hello. 8634. I'm talking to you. And I'm seeing the numbers, people. We have the people. I mean, share your experience. I mean, because the fellas really ran, the fellas talk. I know if I click on one of my brothers, he's going to say, hey, man, you know what? It went grind my gear, man. Shout out to my boy E, man. All right, I'm going to keep it going.
Keep it rolling, but that's what you do.
Carla, you are on the line.
Hey, I'm on the line.
Yeah, you're on the line.
People don't want to talk tonight. That's okay.
I don't want to talk. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. Maybe it's some technical difficulties because you had, like, went out for a minute earlier, so I'm assuming that that's what's going on. We can blame it on that. God, what can I talk about? A lot of stuff. One thing, like you had mentioned, like the basketball wives show, all of this stuff that's on TV, we all know that they don't portray how real women are, you know. Like for me, I'm very modest, you know, with the way that I dress and everything, and I don't wear weaves, I don't wear a whole bunch of makeup and stuff, and not knocking people that do that, but they portray those images on TV, and a lot of people model after that. You know, if you see somebody on these shows with, like, a certain type of Brazilian weave, then everybody has that weave, and it's like everybody's such followers, and I just choose not to do that. But I think that it sets this standard of being fake. In a way, it's not natural. You know, you don't see women with curves and a little bit of love handles. Everybody has the hourglass shape and perfect teeth and perfect hair, but it's not real. That's not how real women, real day-to-day women, you know, look. And, you know, I think a lot of women that don't meet those standards, if their bodies aren't shaped like Nicki Minaj and all of that, or, you know, if they don't, you know, have that type of hair or can't keep up with that status financially, you know, keeping their clothes a certain type of way, some women that, you know, might create low self-esteem, or they feel like they're not pretty, you know, or good enough just because of this stuff that they see on TV. You know, I really don't like that, because I just think it just portrays, and everything is Photoshopped. It's not real. I'm like, let's get them all together, take the makeup off, take the weaves off, take the nails off, take the body shapers off, and let's see what they really look like. But they're not going to do that, because they're portraying, quote-unquote, reality TV. What's real, supposed to be real, but it's all fake. And I think that, you know, a lot of women model after that, and I think that's just creating more confusion. It's creating more low self-esteem, and it's making women dislike themselves.
So from your standpoint, like,
yeah.
Okay, I know you say that make them dislike themselves, but what do you really think that it did to black women, you know, as the female transcended into the weed wells, the housewives? What do you think it did to women, so to speak?
I mean, I think it's not just a physical thing, but I think it has affected, it's affected women mentally. It's affected women in their relationships. It's affected them, you know, with wives And like you said, you know, women, we got this idea of wanting to run after a baller. He has to have a certain status, but he can treat you like crap, but he have a whole lot of money. You know, he can treat you like crap, but he can buy you a brand new purse, and it's like that makes it okay. So I think that that, you know, that really just messed up the black woman. First, we're following behind the fakeness. Then on top of that, we're allowing these idiots, because I think they're a bunch of idiots, you know. I really do. I mean, I just think that, and, you know, when you look at them, sometimes when I, if, because I don't watch TV, but if I do, and the times that I have watched the shows, even me, I got sucked into it. I'm like, wow, she's really pretty, you know, and it'll make me look at myself like, oh, God, but look at me, but look at her, she's really pretty, you know, and it's just a bunch of nonsense, and it's foolishness, and it's programming of the mind, it's programming to, you know, make a black woman think that she has to go and be cosmetically altered in order to be beautiful. You know, you got to get this baller. This guy has got all this money, but his soul is lost. His mind is in the gutter. He cheats, but that's okay because he's a baller. It's just, it's a load of garbage, all of it. Let me see. I'm a mother. I have children, and it's hard. It's hard raising children without having, you know, support, you know, from their father or fathers with some cases. It's really difficult doing that. And I think a lot of people look down on single mothers, especially people that don't have kids. You know, if you're not in that situation, you can judge it easily. Because there's some people that they be like, well, I don't feel sorry for her because she, you know, she put herself in that position. And it's like, yeah, single moms tend to get a bad rap, but we got to remember, we didn't, you know, these individuals like myself, like I didn't make the children by myself, but it's like the man tends to be, you know, off the hook. He can go out there, live his life, do whatever he wants to do. The woman is left raising children, you know, alone or with minimal support, and she's kind of like tarnished almost because she's the one that gave birth out of wedlock and, you know, didn't get married and was left to raise this child. And it's, I think it's like a negative stigma that's attached to women. And there are some single mothers out there that, you know, would rather go out and take care of their kids. They would, instead of, you know, spend their last dollar on their children, they'll go and get their nails done. And those women do exist, and they make it, you know, bad for other women that are actually doing what they need to do. But I don't feel like I'm in that category because I know that, like, my actions and what I do with my children, that speaks. It speaks very loud. And anybody that knows me, they know that I'm all about my kids. And I go without, you know, I go without for them. But it's just a pain that it's like that. And it's been like that for a long time, but it's worse. It's like the more years go by, the more single mothers it is. And, you know, for me, I'm like, how did this happen? But, I mean, this stuff, we know this happened a long, long time ago with the breaking of the family, you know, through slavery. And it's just been like a generational curse. I mean, it's single mothers in every race, but the black race is very much plagued with that, with men that walk away, with men that it's like, okay, it's all right to lay down with this woman and have fun with her, but when she gets pregnant, I can't do this. I got to go. And then you move on to the next. One more thing, but that's sad. You know, it's really sad. But this, that just goes to show, I say, hey, what can I do? I can't really do much about, you know, certain things I can't change. But what I can change is raising my sons, because I have three sons, but raising them and instilling values into them, not making them feminine, you know, not babying them. So, that's bad. Because women, a lot of us, we baby our sons so much, and then they end up being gay. But I'm not saying that, but instilling values into them to let them know this is how you should treat a woman, you know, so that when they grow up, they won't do the same thing. Man, that was one more thing. Oh, yeah, I was talking about earlier about how, like, when you wake up And, you know, when women are dating, a lot of times, when, let's say, a woman is not aware, she doesn't really know who she is, she hasn't come into that knowing yet of who she is as a human being, as a spirit being, you know, we tend to want to change men. You know, we try to change them. But we do that also with sex. You know, we're having this intimate relationship with them, but we're also trying to change them and mold them into the man that we want them to be one day. We see so much potential in them, and we get let down over and over and over again because we keep picking these same dudes, and we're like, God, he has some great potential. But then he ends up breaking our hearts, cheating on us, running around, whatever. But it's like when you become awakened and aware, you know who you are as a woman, you can kind of, you know, have a conversation. I say you can have a conversation, maybe a 15-minute, 20-minute conversation. You can see where that man's mind is. And you'd be like, nah, you know, I might not. I don't want to touch that. But you might want to help him, you know, spiritually to help him to get where he needs to be, but you won't open yourself up so freely, you know, to, like, lay with that person because you know who you are now. You know, it's like you go from a position of sharing your everything with this person and trying to turn them into somebody. You back away from that, and then you get to a point where you're like, hey, I'm going to help this person from a distance, from afar, and not open up my whole body, soul, mind, and spirit to this guy, you know. That's it. It's a lot. It's a lot I could, you know, talk about, but that was just a few things. I think that I just wish that, you know, we would stop modeling our lives off of this TV because it's just a bunch of lies, you know, and everybody's like, it's entertainment, it's fun, stop being a stick in the mud. I just can't do it because I see it, you know, I see it for what it is. It's just as corrupt as, you know, the government. We're not really getting into that, but, you know, we just, man, that's this garbage. You know, Nicki Minaj, take the weave off. She's a beautiful woman. Take the weave off. Take her butt implants out. You know, let's go back some years ago and see what she looked like before all of that. She was still cute, but, you know, all of this stuff is fiction. Little Kim, look at her before, I mean, she's not really beautiful anymore. She's actually kind of scary. She scares me now. But before all of that stuff, she was a beautiful woman. She was cute. It's just, I mean, I don't know. I just can't do it. I say I got to be me. I'm going to be me with my afro. I'm going to be me with my, you know, dreadlocks or whatever. I'm going to just be, I can only be me. And the more we, like, try to model ourselves after these women with fake everything, all we're doing is setting ourselves up for failure. And who are we doing this for? And me personally, if I have a man, I don't want him to get me, you know, I mean, I'm sorry, if I was in that type of situation with the weaves and the makeup and all of that, when he gets you home and you wash all of that stuff off, he's gonna be like, damn, you know, I didn't know. Like, who is she? You know, we need to, like, not show our representative, but show who we really are, because we're, like, kind of fooling the public. But that's just my opinion. So,
yeah.
But I'm just curious, how do you feel about, like, the women on Love & Hip Hop and how they look? Do you think they're beautiful?
I mean, you know, I'm one of the things the guys with beauty's in the eye of a beholder. So, you know, beauty is that. But when you look past, you know, the face or the outside, yeah, they're pretty women. But when you look in the core of what they're really doing, everything is just like alcohol all the time. 24 hours, they got to go everywhere they go. They have a glass of wine in hand. And they're not really understand the intake of alcohol, what it does to them. And just right. The catty and bickering and just the arguing over everything. You know, when I had my awakening, I think my tolerance and patience grew less for bickering black women. But it's just like, it just plays out. So it's just like they're lost puppets, and my heart goes out to them. And I think it's kind of like,
yeah,
I really would like to help them, but I don't want to touch that too much.
Cause you know, it be guys when they see, cause I hear guys, you know, if they see somebody, one of those chicks, they be like, man, that's wifey material right there. I'm like, what makes her wifey material? What? Just because you can do whatever you want to do to her, that makes her wifey material? I just think as a people as a whole, yeah, you know, and she looks good on the arm or whatever, but I really don't think that, you know, they're going to be happy after a certain point. You know, I think it's just foolishness, but yeah. But I appreciate you letting me, you know, say my piece. And I hope I didn't, you know, step on anybody's toes, you know, any females out there that do that. I mean, if that's what you do, that's cool, you know, but for me, I want to try to keep it natural. So that's it.
All right. Appreciate you.
Oh, and most definitely.
Shout out to her. I mean, she still had a lot. I mean, you have to swing it back to, like she said, you take all that hair off. You know, you take that butt off, it's pretty much going to stand. Lil' Kim is just damn scary. She looks like, I don't know what, I mean, when she was on that first album cover, I mean, she was bad on that album cover, and that's what happens when a female doesn't know who she is. I mean, she don't have a real king speaking life into her and saying, nah, you don't need all that. You don't need this candy. You don't need to make a Sprite can disappear in your mouth. But, you know, that's the value of these brothers. Set the game up, brothers, you know. I mean, so much, as you say, you know, people look down on the single mother. You know, so pretty much, you know, just tough. I mean, all of these, like, you know, female has just went down. I mean, but that brother has gone down, too. Because, like she said, you know, once you wash all that makeup off, you know, once you take all that hair off, and you're like, ugh. That ain't what I thought she was. But the same thing with the fellas. You know, you get that dude home and you get him all polished up, and after he get out the gym and he done lift everything in the gym and he done turned you up every position you really could imagine, and you realize you can't have a conversation with him. You realize his temper is just too much. So it's just like, and she really spoke a powerful part when she said, females get the notion that they can change a dude. Mm-mm. And we have to look more. As I, you know, tell people all the time, you have to look more. If he has 7 kids, 7 baby moms, and don't take care of none of them, oh, why would you think he don't take care of yours? Because you're going to be that lucky one, huh? You know, 8 times the charm. So, I mean, us as people have to look better. And it's tough because they say, well, you didn't look all the time. And see, that's where we can't teach each other that, because you always want to point back and say, well, you didn't do this. Well, I'm not in the position. But definitely shout out to that. Shout out. All right, I'm going to keep it strolling. Oh, where can I go? Oh. Carla, you are on the line. Yeah, you 3-3-0-2-5.
I was just listening. Okay. I was trying to catch my phone's acting up. So I'm trying to. Can you give me a little insight on what the conversation was about, please?
Okay. Well, we talking about something for the sister. We had a sister that called in and spoke about 3 guys that she was dating, and, you know, the guys that's real clingy and just, oh, you always busy and always fussy and whiny, you know, whiny dudes. Just had a Jimmy Pisces that said a whole lot. She blazed a whole lot, you know, as far as, like, the fictitious women, your Nicki Minaj, you know, all of the basketball chicks that have set the standard for the black woman looking for a baller. You know, that has really set the black woman back. She spoke into about trying to change a man into what you want him to be. But basically, like, what are you fed up with as a black woman? What are you fed up with with some of the stereotypes. I mean, in the way you want to swing it, some of the stereotypes that go into play with black women, some of the things you see that night, he's just damn ratchet. You know, just what kind of bothers your thing about what's going on with sisters today? Or as a black woman, what kind of bothers you today?
Well, what bothers me is the younger generation and how they are so caught up in worldly things, how they caught up in the new look, the music, and they seem to, that's all they care about. They don't look at, a lot of them, a lot of our younger women and young ladies don't take life serious. They don't take life situations serious. Everything seems to be a joke with them, especially like with the younger girls that's in my classroom at my school. A lot of them just graduating high school, and they're stepping out into the world, but they don't have a clue as to what the world is about and how to go about being about their business. They're stuck on the songs. They love Young Thug and want Young
Ooh.
Thug to be their husband. And
oh.
I hear that name so much. And I'm just like, I just sit and I listen to them. And, you know, every now and then I'll jump in their conversations and ask questions, but they don't have a clue. They seem not to have a clue about or to take life serious. And at this point in time, at this point in life and in the world, they need to open their eyes to what's really going on and understand that it's something more to life than just what they're trying to see. And that's what I tell them. Be about your business. Go, and they say, well, every day I hear, well, I'm gone. My husband is going to have money. We're going to spend his money. And I ain't going to have to work, and I'm not going to have to cook. And I said, well, let me tell you what my mama told me. You're not going to leave the house or my house before you're able to do for yourself. I said, don't. I said, see, you talking about his money, but what about your money? What if his money run out? What are you going to do? Don't be so ready to spend his money. You go out and you make a living for yourself, and you make your own money and spend your own money. And you learn how to cook and take care of your own house instead of thinking that you're going to always have somebody to depend on, because it's not going to be like that always. It's not, and that's what they're caught on, depending on other people, because that's what they do now. They depend on their parents or whoever it is they depend on. They're like, okay, I'm going to live this fabulous life, but I'm trying to snap them back into reality to say, you know what I'm saying? This is not, no, uh-huh. That's not it. That is not it. You need to find another way, because depending on other people and expecting a man to take care of you, and then when he don't, then now your feelings is hurt. Now you feel like your whole world is shut down. But why? It's all because you are not, because you have the wrong mindset. And then, two, the mothers are getting younger, and the mothers are not teaching. You have these teenage girls with these young moms who are not teaching our ladies how to be ladies. They're not teaching them how to be seen and not heard. They're not teaching them how to take care of your own house or how to build for yourself. These little kids out here, their mama's young. They're having kids young. They're having kids. They don't know how to take care of themselves. They don't know how. You don't know how to take care of yourself, or how you expect to take care of a baby. And that's the thing that bothers me. It's they're getting, like my mama said, they're getting younger and dumber, and it don't. And they don't seem like, they feel like they're wise. And a lot of things that my mama used to tell me, she was like, you'll see it when you get older. And I used to be like, oh, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I done planned it out, how it's going to work. It's going to work like I planned. And now that I've gotten older and see that, no, it don't work like that. And I hear my nieces saying the same thing, and these other little young girls saying the same thing. And I say, watch what you say, because it's not going to work like that. And I just on the daily, I just try to be real with them, because I don't want them or my nieces or any other young girls to go through the world and have this thought that everything is going to be peaches and cream, because that's what I thought. And little did I know that the world is not peaches and cream. But some things I had to learn the hard way. But that's what bothers me about our young women and our black women. Not just black women, but they don't understand that, and it's not just the black community. It's all women, because a lot of women don't understand. You know what I'm saying? You have to work. You have to work for what you want. Life is not easy, and they take it for a joke, and that bothers me a lot. So
I don't know. You put a lot out there.
Yeah, because that's what I hear on the daily basis. That's what I hear, and that's what they constantly say. They want to live this lavish life, but they don't want to work for it. They don't want to work. They think life is a joke, and it's not. Because when you step out here in the real world on your own, it's not going to be like that, and you're going to be upset.
One of the strong things that you said, you know, you said you kind of want to slap them into reality. But it is that reality that has taught them everything, the foolish stuff, you know, the reality that they see that, oh, I can't have a man that's going to spend all his money on me. And that's what we say, you know, that is not reality. That don't indicate what you watch on TV. You got to have your own. I don't even really think that they understand what reality is.
They don't. That's their reality. But that's not reality. It's just their reality. And what they, like you said, what they are being shown, but they're not being shown. They've been shown what's on, they look at what's on TV and think that that is it. But do you think about what happens when the cameras go off? Do you think about what's really going on behind, what's really behind your smile that they put on the TV? They don't think about that. And they think everything is just a joke. And it's not. It's not. And I try to warn them early, because when I was younger, I thought the same way. Well, not that I was going to go with not the part about spending somebody else's money, but the part of just, oh, I got my life under control. I can handle it. It's going to work out like I planned. It don't.
Well, I definitely don't appreciate your knowledge.
You are so welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
She's really just putting that name. You know, the funny thing is, and this is up for my mind, she said, a lot of them talk about they want young thug to be their husband when they don't know young thug himself is looking for a husband. So, you might be barking up the wrong tree there, ladies. He's looking for a husband and support. So, you know. Yeah, why you say that about young thug? What you talking about, natural folks? Oh, but definitely, get your own money, ladies, your own money. And she's absolutely right. That's a reality that a lot of these young chicks and some of these old chicks are not understanding that. You got to get out there and get your own. Yeah, there are some dudes that will financially support you. But what will be the backlash behind that support? He supports you, but it's like, I own you. You know, I own you, and you're going to do what I say, and you're going to spend the money the way I want. So a lot of times we got to be careful. A lot of times, same thing with them brothers, because we got some brothers out here that look for a female to take care of them, when that's just the most stupid thing I ever seen. So she said, I don't want to say black people, but we have to. We have to. I'm not a person that, you know, that's narrow-minded and put things like that. So one category, but sometimes you have to, because my reality is black people.
you know, I deal with black people on a daily basis. I don't know what goes on in the white community on a day-to-day basis. I don't know what goes on in a Latino community. I only understand the Negroes I deal with. But definitely bless her. I mean, and the sisters, you kind of coming through now that people have stopped being shy and not want to say nothing when I click on their number, people. But I definitely, you know, I'm feeling this. So I'm going to keep, oh, well, can I go? Carla, you are on the line. 1507. 1507. Oh, she don't start. We're just rolling good, people. You are now unmuted. That's what the lady say. Carla, you're on the line. Oh, you just hang up. Okay, that's just rude. Carla, you're on the line. Okay, we just have a good flow, people. We can go. All right, let's try this one. I see the number. Carla, you are on the line. 9431.
Yes, good evening. Hello, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Well, this is my first time tuning into the show, and I really don't have an opinion to express at this time, but I just wanted you to know that I tune in and, you know, assessing all of the comments and conversation that was expressed tonight. So I look forward to joining the call on another evening, and perhaps at that time then I can express some of my concerns and ideas at that time. But thank you for having me as part of the show tonight. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling, and we hope you call back again.
I definitely will, cuz. Thank you so much.
Okay. Shout out to the new people that's calling. See, people, your old numbers, because some of your numbers I've seen before. So shout out to the new people that are calling in, and I appreciate that, because that means somebody listening to me out there, and we have more people. But I love this flow, and I mean, shout out to everybody. The last person, shout out to Virginia Pisces. I'm just really feeling the love. But oh well, will I go? All right, something for the ladies. Carla, you are on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, fine, Brittany.
I had a couple of things to say. That really aggravates me is that some females, they don't have their own identity, so they look for the basketball wives and the other women on TV, you know, to tell them what they should look like. I mean, and myself, I don't look for them to tell me what I should look like, but myself, I get kind of down on myself because I gain weight, and then I can't fit in those size 6 jeans anymore. But I look good in my size 14, and it bothers me that some females just can't have that self-esteem to know that you are beautiful no matter what size you are, as long as you're healthy with that. And it was something else I wanted to say. But I think it's just within that person, you know, to believe in themselves. And like one of your callers said, you know, the parents are getting younger. You have, what, a grandma now? She's maybe 30. A great-grandma that's 40, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you have to figure out, well, who's really raising who? Because if you're 30 with a daughter that's a mother and his grandmother, great-grandmother is 40, then something is very wrong there. So that's basically all I had to say, but I do look down on myself from time to time because I know that I could be better. I could fix myself up better. You know, I'm not condemning myself, but I'm definitely not condoning myself. And I guess that's like a catch-22. I could do better. So I can somehow see how other women would feel that don't think that they're up to par and they don't have a place in society, and have this magazine telling them, well, what you should look like, and you should have green eyes with blonde hair and dark skin and all sorts of crap. So then you really don't know who you are. So I can't figure it out. I start to go natural, but then I didn't like natural, so I went back to the kitty perm, and it didn't do as well as I thought it would do, so it's half natural and half kitty perm. But I'm going to definitely get it together, and I do applaud you on your show, you know, your listeners, and I do thank you for just having me as a guest on your show, you know, and it's very informative. It's just informative about everything, you know. You don't stick to just one topic, you know. You're all over the place, and I do commend you on that, and thank you so much. Maybe the next time, then, before you go, you're next in queue and you can talk now, then you don't catch me off guard and I'll have something to say. Okay?
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Shout out to her. I mean, and she put something in. I just want to let you know, you are beautiful no matter what they say. Word can't bring you down. No, shut up, Nathan Fulton. You ain't supposed to be saying no Christina Aguilera. Oh, I love my people. I don't have followers and listeners. I can say Christina if I want to. But no, definitely. Shout out to her. You know, and we have to know that. Because I can get that. You know, and one thing me and my boy Eddie Belafonte talks about all the time, and one thing I tell him, and I tell people, I say, when I look at movies, I don't see dudes that look like me. You know, I don't see nobody that I can identify with. So in return, because we have to know what this system and what this programming has done, by every woman being a quote-unquote size 2, every woman looked like Taraji Henson, every woman looked like Sanaa Lathan, every woman looks like Gabrielle Union, who couldn't act her way out of paper bag if she wanted to, her along with Lisa Ray. I mean, they have their set image of what they want a woman to look like. And the same thing goes with the brothers, because how many times, now, and I like Marv Chestnut as an actor, even though Madrina Pisces said his acting is slipping, you know, but I like that brother. I've never had a problem with him, but we see the same types. You know, we see, anytime, like I said, you know, you probably heard me mention this on my previous show, anytime Tyler Perry has a movie, he has all of the same type dudes who look like they've never missed a day in the gym. Never missed a sit-up in their life, and that's just not reality. And as my other caller said, you know, she want to slap the young sisters into reality, but we've been tricked with reality. Sisters have been trained to think that every brother has to be over 6 foot to even be considered a man. You know, every brother has to be a baller and be successful by financial standpoint. Now, I'm not saying, you know, get you a broke brother, because who wants to be with a broke person? Nobody. But you have to have that person, that man, or that woman that understands the richness of life. I'm never going to stop talking about that Bob Marley quote, because he said, I don't have that type of richness. My richness is life. You know, so what makes us successful? As I had a homework assignment the other day, and they were asking me, what do I consider success?
So we have to really understand that. That's why I like shout out to J. Cole with that song, Crooked Smile. You know, you don't always look like the ones on the TV screen. When society has beat you up and made you feel like you're ugly if you're on a size 2, or if you don't have this glamour weave, or if you're not 6'3", or you're not light-skinned with blue eyes and all of these things, and they have given you their interpretation of beauty. They've given you their interpretation of a handsome, successful brother. And us in return, because some of them, you know, before I woke up, I was no different. You know, you couldn't tell me Beyonce wasn't the finest thing that walked on the earth. And I still think Beyonce is attractive, but she just happened to be a satanic whore. But, you know, that's one thing. You know, that's another one. We have to understand how these people get. Did you just call Beyonce a satanic whore? Yeah, I think I did. But, you know, we have to really understand what lies beneath the surface. You know, like somebody said, you know, I forget which one. What happens when you go home with them? What happens when they turn those cameras off? You know, so how do we look? You know, how do we look at ourselves? We use those trick cameras to judge us. I just definitely want to take time to say, you know, all of my, you know, people are definitely amazing, you know, and we can't let these things define us and how we feel about each other. And I appreciate all of the ladies, and I appreciate my fellas for falling back and just listening. Shout out to my boy Jay. Shout out to my boy E. Shout out to my boy Kazumba. Shout out to everybody that called in. We don't have favors on this show. You know, everybody calls in and, you know, they do their thing. You know, shout out to everybody that call in and make it what it is, because, like I said, without people, who would I talk to? Myself. And we know how they treat people that talk to themselves. You know, we have to share these images, and we're going to get into a lot more stuff coming up. You know, and I'm still going to take some more callers, but I'm just saying the simple fact of we're beating ourselves down. You know, we have to really, in order for us to really be free, we have to learn to accept ourselves. You know, it took me a long time, and I'm going to talk about my so-called, quote-unquote, put your quote fingers up, disability every day. You know, I walk a little slower than normal. I'm well under the height average requirement of what they say a man is supposed to be. As I say, supposed to be. And these are things that if you would have caught me in my show a year or two ago, I would never say these things behind the microphone, because I was always ashamed. You know, I was always ashamed to say, you know, people are going to know, you know, people could fall in love with my voice. But if you can't fall in love with the whole person, then you don't even deserve the voice. I don't even want to talk to you and get off my phone. So, I mean, what I'm saying, I said that to say is, brothers and sisters, we gotta fall in love with ourselves. We have to fall in love with our minds. We have to fall in love with our children. We have to fall in love, you know, with our spirit. I may not be, but to somebody, I am the best. You know, to my dream of Pisces, you know, I'm somebody. You know, to anybody else, you know, you're somebody. So I definitely, you know, I'm proud of all my sisters that called in, because we have to really restore the black image. Black image of the man. You know, the black image of the woman. That was funny. And she said, and I can imagine what some of these sisters say. Your husband, my husband. You might want to check one of these videos out that gone viral with him in the studio with the dude that's just not right. You know, and the fact of what they're doing to the brother, the fact of what they're doing one of the chicks that's on the Basketball Wives, who I think is very pretty, I think her name is Drea. That is her name. But the way she just whores herself out, that makes them ugly. You know, like my dream and Pisces asked me, what do I feel about the women? How do I think of them? I think they're, you know, they're attractive. You know, she thinks dudes are attractive, but when you look through the person, like, nah, that's not it. Cover yourself up. So why you tell her to put clothes on, Master Spoken? I wanted to see her. I mean, because it's always a constant fight, that spirit versus that flesh. And even when you never can think you so high up, you know, and I don't think I'm high up and I feel like, you know, I can't fall or I can't make a mistake. Because I can fall and my fall will be three times as worse as it ever was. But definitely to the point of we just have to get it together. We have to restore our love for ourselves. You know, so definitely I want to thank everybody that called in. I think we have a few minutes left. If I missed anybody, all my fellas, like I said, we'll be back in. You know, hey, my boy, Eddie Belafonte, but shout out to my boy once again. My sister, value yourself. Anybody that go back and archive this sister, you know, make a new way. You know, we know y'all value sex just as much. We know y'all have needs too. But value your body. I mean, nothing is more sad than a beautiful woman that just feels like that's all she has. You know, and you know, if he really into you, he'll wait. You know, bring some, you know, to the table other than just complaints and wanting bags. Open up your mind more to just red bottoms in person. You know, stop with the blonde hair. You know, and that's not like my dream Pisces said, she don't want to step on nobody's toes, but, you know, it's not. It's telling us. You know, what's wrong with your natural hair? What's wrong with your, you know, your natural skin? You don't need a ton of makeup. You know, so find a man that loves every part of you. Pray. You know, this is where we are so religious till we don't even use the tools. We say, oh, God is the head of my life, and, you know, but we choose him last. We put him last on everything on the totem pole. So I just want to say to my sisters, I love you all. Not like this, everybody. I don't love them all like that. But I love them all from the fact of, you know, my sisters. You know, I love them all from the fact of, you know, just what they go through, the fact that you're able to take care of kids on a daily basis. Kids get on your nerves. You know, so the fact that, you know, you're able to bounce back after you dealt with sorry brothers that just ran off and didn't even try to take care of responsibility. You still bounce back and are able to do things. You are the most strongest creature on earth, but you're the most disrespected. But you have to learn to respect yourself. Like I say, pull your clothes up. Stop with all these thirst trap videos. I see so many sisters draped across the bed next. Now, in my man day and in my flesh day, you know, I would have a light for that. But when my conscience level woke up and I said, this is a sister like she said, like she said, I want to help her. Put your clothes on. You know, and brothers, we should talk more life into these sisters instead of trying to make it easy for us, you know, and play on their poor spirit. Awaken that sister's spirit. You are stronger than that, my sister. Go back to the days of, you know, I know that's a long time ago, but it really wasn't. Strong sister, Angela Davis, Bonnie Sanchez, you know, sisters like that. So until next Tuesday, I really enjoyed this show. I really love my people. I really appreciate everybody. I mean, like I said, I appreciate my fellas for falling back and just listening. I appreciate, you know, the ladies that called in and spoke, even the shy ladies that didn't want to talk and they just listened. I appreciate it. So until next Tuesday, guess what? You know what it is.
Why he did that?
Because it's my show.
Out of getting shot at, trying to get chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it. A spot where we